This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. South Africa's case at the International Court of Justice accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians has embarrassed vital Western trading partners, but also raised its standing as a champion of the global South. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The court ordered Israel to prevent acts of genocide against Palestinians and do more to help civilians. It has not yet ruled on the core of the case brought by South Africa, whether genocide has occurred in Gaza. The ICJ has no way to enforce its decisions, but the case is nevertheless embarrassing for Israel and its allies in Brussels, London, and Washington, D.C. South Africa's case, therefore, may have ruffled feathers amongst vital Western trading partners, but it's also boosted South Africa's reputation as a champion of the global South. And, according to analysts, the gamble is likely to pay off. That's in part because of renewed competition for Africa's mineral resources. China is wooing the continent with money, railways, and tech transfers.
David Doyle from Reuters. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a missile at a U.S. warship patrolling the Gulf of Aden, forcing it to shoot down the projectile. The Houthis also struck a British vessel. The attack Friday on the USS Kearney marks the latest by the rebels amid their campaign against ships traveling through the Red Sea and surrounding waters. Those assaults have disrupted global trade amid Israel's war on Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, in the Gaza Strip. The U.S. Military Central Command said no one was hurt in the attack, nor was the Kearney damaged. Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yaz Sari did not acknowledge the Kearney attack, but claimed a missile attack on a commercial vessel that set it ablaze. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Nairobi High Court rejected a planned deployment of Kenyan police officers in Haiti. The ruling on Friday said Kenya could only deploy officers abroad if it had, quote, reciprocal arrangement with the host government. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Marima Diale has the story.
In October, the UN Security Council had approved a Kenya-led multinational security force aimed at helping to combat violent gangs in the troubled Caribbean nation. Other African countries, including Chad, Senegal, Burundi, have also said they will add troops to the multinational force. While many in Kenya have questioned their country's lead role in this mission, some had been supportive of President William Ruto, who had said it's a mission for humanity and is of special significance and critical urgency for Kenyans. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Protesting farmers have shut down stretches of major French highways again, using their tractors to block and slow traffic to press their demands that growing and rearing food should be made easier and more lucrative. Their movement for better remuneration, less red tape and lower costs, and protection against cheap imports is increasingly becoming a major crisis for new Prime Minister Gabriel Attal. He's hoping to nip the demonstrations in the bud, with measures expected to be announced later Friday. An American chemistry professor is creating quite a stir by suggesting tea drinkers use a pinch of salt. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Michelle Francil is a chemistry professor at Bryn Mawr College in Pennsylvania. Her new book, Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea, published just this week, suggests drinking tea with a pinch of salt.
So it makes this cup of tea taste less bitter. It's kind of a rescue thing.
That's not sitting well with many tea drinkers across the pond. But to be good sports about it, these ladies in Manchester, England, gave it a try during their traditional English afternoon tea.
No, I thought it would be worse.
Absolutely awful.
Actually, yeah.
No, you can taste the salt.
I don't like salt.
All audio courtesy of ITN. I'm Donna Water.
A scourge of pornographic deepfake images generated by artificial intelligence and sexualizing people without their consent has hit its most famous victim, singer Taylor Swift. The deepfake detecting group Reality Defender says it tracked a deluge of non-consensual pornographic material this week depicting Swift, particularly on X, formerly known as Twitter. Some images also made their way to Meta-owned Facebook and other social media platforms. When reached for comment, X directed the AP to a post from its safety account that said the company strictly prohibits the sharing of non-consensual nude images on its platform. Meta says it strongly condemns the content and has worked to remove it. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.